This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. You guys always know this. I start everything with, I'm so blessed to have not only guests on and get to talk to my friends and all of this, but last night was my 25th plus 25 birthday party. And these ladies, my sisters, my lifeline, my homies, if you will, are all here and we're celebrating me, which I don't do very often, I feel. And I thank you guys for being here. And I'm going to get teary-eyed because I love it. And that's it. That's my overwhelmed moment of just thanking everybody for such a great party. At Lisa and Chris's, Kim, everybody, Kimberly coming down, Tansy coming down, Veronica driving, everybody doing all of the things that mean a lot. And it's very important to me. Erica, of course, but you're here and you're right here and I love you and everybody, whatever. So I'm rambling and that's okay because this is from the heart and I'm so happy to be talking to you guys. And we're just going to kind of talk about the party last night, which was great. As you know, if you don't know and you're in a, under a rock, we had the most torrential rainstorm that California, Southern California, has had since, I don't know, Noah was in the world.
It was a downpour all night.
Hold it up.
It was a downpour all night.
So I want to just kind of introduce everybody. This is Kimberly.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm going to start with how I know Kimberly, because she has not graced me with the podcast conversation one-on-one, which is totally fine, but you guys don't know her. So let's know her. How did we meet, Kimberly?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it.
No, you're here.
Okay.
Where did we meet?
So we met in Colorado when Jennifer was there for a year, and she moved there. We worked at the same place together. And we became fast friends, and she loved Colorado for like a second and then hated everything about it.
The weather.
It was there for a year, and then quickly moved back here like a snowbird.
Yes. So weather was something I wanted. I wanted to leave California and go
for the
to weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I don't do good in weather.
You needed to find that out.
I needed to know snow and all of that. But Kimberly was so gracious. We worked at Sports Authority, which, you know, now isn't around. But we worked at the headquarters there, and I was lost every day just in life there. It was just kind of a lot. But she was so gracious to include me in, like, a lot of – I didn't know anybody. I just moved there with my mom. So I got to meet all of her fantastic friends and her family and, you know, many thousands of stories, and we'll talk about those, but that's just the gist of, you know, how we met. And that was in 2007, 2008. is when I lived there.
Yeah.
So as you guys know, a lot of my friends I'm very fortunate to have had for a very long time. And I cherish that because, you know, there are people that come and go, but these ones here are pretty amazing. So Lisa, we know, is amazing. Lisa and Chris, this is their home. The backdrop, this is part of the party, kind of had to switch gears a little, which I'll talk about in a second. But Lisa and Chris, oh my gosh, just Lisa yesterday with the decorations and Chris making sure we didn't flood and swim and need snorkels. And I was thinking about canceling the party on Wednesday. So it came out beautiful. It came out. It was amazing. You were right, Lisa. I was a little
ended up being perfect,
twitchy and like fuck everything because it was just Mother Nature just did not give a shit that I was planning a party 2 months in advance, guys. 2 months. 2 months in advance.
Remember the time when you planned your party 2 months in advance?
And I planned it 2 months in advance. And the week before, everyone's like, it looks like it might rain. I'm like, no. And then it's like 5%. It's like 20%. Then the next day it's like 100%. I'm like, shit. So anyways, Erica, you know, I'm not going to give you my microphone.
You know me. Hi.
Hi. You were here, of course.
I was here.
And we love you. And we don't have to tell how we met because we already know. But we're going to pass on to Kim, who is very loud, but she's been told to be quiet through this portion.
We'll see how that goes.
With this portion. Kim, you know, we've heard on the podcast, she just doesn't shut up and she's so loud, but it's okay because we love her dearly. But we're going to go down to Veronica.
Actually, what I'm going to say really quick is I'm not that loud and I don't talk all the time, but I have to like get loud to try to talk over Jen because Jen always talks.
When you smoke crack, is it now or later?
Love you.
Veronica. Veronica is next to Kim. Veronica, you're
up. Hello.
This is Veronica. She lives in Arizona and she trekked. She didn't fly here. She drove here and thankfully did not get caught in too much of the rain on Friday. So, Veronica, how do we know each other? When did we meet?
Well, we met... I want to say in the late 90s, 97, 98, 99-ish.
Probably 99, yeah.
Yeah. So we've been through this a lot. So I was working at a publishing company in sales, and then Jennifer was...
A temp.
And we kind of just got into conversation. I think the first thing was like, this is my soul... person is when we were talking about, I think, the Fushnikins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the music that we used to listen to. And I'm like, oh, she's my soul sister.
I'm a true what? I am a true Fushnik.
Exactly. And yeah, that's how it all began. And here we
are
now.
And that's also ties into music. I think music is so important. And Veronica and I everybody loves music. You all have memories of songs. But her and I, like, really just... we're driving here and she had she made me a mixtape back in, you know, mixtape time.
It wasn't a tape. It was a CD.
A CD. And when we got in the car, she's scrolling through her list and it said Jennifer's mixtape. Didn't it say Jennifer's mixtape? So she put it on there and I was like, oh my gosh, you still have this. And when she put on the songs, we're like rocking out in the car. Well, rapping out.
Yeah.
We were rapping. We were rocking. Yeah. And I was like laughing because music is such a thing. And that's how we connected, was we would just talk about music. Then I was living in San Diego at the time. She was as well. And then we just did everything down in the gas lamp.
That's all we did.
We thought we were club rats. I don't know what we thought. We thought we were cool. Maybe we're Buffalo Joe's, Joe Schmo's. I don't even know.
Whatever.
And then we'd go by it and 2 years later, it's gone. It's something else. And we're like, oh, not Buffalo Joe's. Henry's Bar one time I remember I had been drinking and I got on the bar stool and I fell. And then I got up again and I fell. And then I got up the third time. She's like, you're standing. We're done with this.
We're done with the bar stool.
I can't. It's like a new thing. So drinking is somehow woven into many times when I tend to overdrink, maybe a little bit. And then Tansy. Dun, dun, dun. Tansy.
Speaking of overdrinking.
You know what's funny about you is I knew you would drink the red wine. It's so funny. Even though you like
every
vodka,
time.
I was like, oh, I'm gonna bring red wine. I bet Tansy drinks it. And you did. And you love it. You spilled a little on your dress.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Wait,
didn't care.
Grab your shoes.
My shoes are... My shoes have
show the
lived
bottom.
Their last
show,
day.
Grab the bottom.
Show one, they couldn't even handle
which
the party.
This is how, when you're cutting a rug.
This is when you're like,
oh my God, the heel fell off.
Shit ever. And then so the toe. You know, and
Lisa,
show
the camera.
And Lisa, yes. I'm still waiting on those flip-flops.
I know.
I'll just tell you that right now.
Finally, I was like, do you want some flip-flops? Tip-top, tip-top.
I didn't really.
Well, yes. It was that jacked yeah. up.
And then you the know, toe. You she know, had a blowout
girl
on the
toe.
It didn't help. Yeah. Like, the minute we got out of Kim's car, like, it was right into the puddles. Like, the water was almost to my ankle. Oh. And I had heels on. And I was like, these are going to die.
Wait, can you show the toe on the other one? That was the first one, right?
That was the first part that came apart.
Show the
camera. Yes. That was a lot.
Yeah,
that's when you know you had a good time.
Yeah, you know also, it's done.
She was wearing this amazing color, kind of pinkish dress, right?
Yeah.
And then there was a big old red wine stain, and she gave zero fucks.
Clearly, because I'm in like my pajamas.
Pajamas.
Still.
Like,
you're like, you wearing that? Yeah,
I'm
wearing
that. I didn't know if you were gonna go to a suite. I don't know what you were gonna say.
Like,
oh, you're gonna change? I didn't know.
No,
it's
wearing
fine.
This.
Everything's fine.
Yeah,
clearly, Jimmy Choo doesn't make his shoes the same anymore.
Those are Fimmy Foods.
Fimmy Foods.
Those are Fimmy Foods. Come to the rescue. Oh my gosh.
Where was your red marker to put make them red bottoms?
Oh, yeah. So Kim says, we're texting back and forth because I called her. I called Lisa Wednesday night and I was just like, I think this party's done. And Kim's like, we're fucking doing this. It's your birthday. If we have to bedazzle galoshes, we're gonna. If I have to wear my Louboutin red bottom galoshes, and I'm like, you don't have those. You have a red Sharpie that you're gonna color on the bottom because you have Louboutins. So, anyways, we laugh, but the girls talked me off the ledge, and it's still even yesterday morning. I was like, is it bad if we just call time of death on this party? And everything was great and really, really thankful for people that came. And, you know, there's something that's interesting I haven't said because I've never had a party for myself. I've never had a party. I've never had a birthday party. In you know, a junior high, elementary school, it was like sleepovers, girls came over, whatever. We TP'd houses, whatever, bullshit. I've always had dinners. I've always had, you know, we've done brunches or we've done, you know, bullshit. And it's fun. And that's like more my jam. As fun as it sounds to celebrate yourself, it's actually kind of stressful. And also, I don't, as much as I like to talk and as much as I like to tell stories, very long stories and very detailed stories, I don't really like the attention on me about like compliments and like, thank you. And I appreciate it. It's not that I don't, I guess I just don't know how to handle it. So this was like a big deal. And I wanted to mention something since I'm not familiar with parties for myself is party etiquette. Is that a fair topic to say for a minute?
Absolutely.
Do you think that's a fair topic?
I think we can do that.
Okay, so I feel...
I don't think we're the experts in party etiquette.
No, absolutely not.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely
yes,
not.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely not. Well,
I wrote the book.
4 hours late. She's like, hold on, I got 37 bags. Get someone to help me. We're like,
her comforter.
She has her fucking... her basil comforter from when she was 4. We're like, why? It's a 1 hour party. And she's like, it's my whoopee. And we're like...
It's
so snuggly.
It's a true story.
So comfy. Anyways, I want to mention. Ooh, Erica, good.
So fresh.
She didn't mess around. I want to talk about this because I know party etiquette on my end. I know when people give you an RSVP or a, hey, I'm having a party, please come. It's very important. I feel it's a treasure to get invited because some people don't get. I don't get invited to everything. I mean, I should, but I don't. And I feel that even if you truly can't go or something happens, and you know, when you have a kid and I don't, it's not a matter, you realize how no control you have over they can wake up, go to bed amazing, and the next morning life sucks and they're barfing or they're fever and all this stuff. And you're like, I'm really sorry. I want you to know that I'm really sorry. So this party, I you know, you kind of think like, I hope all these people come and people RSVP'd and, you know, all this stuff. And yes, we had a good showing, and the showing or the people that came is so important. But I feel with party etiquette, if you tell somebody you're coming to the party, now some people did not RSVP at all, and that's fine.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
That's fine. Whatever. Whatever.
It's not fine, though.
It's not fine, but I'm not going to take... I just feel if you say you're coming to the party and you know then you're not coming to the party, I feel you should give a heads up and just say, is that a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, just like, hey... Yeah. Plans changed. Maybe you really don't want to come or the fucking weather, but you just say, you know, something came up. I'm really sorry. I'm not feeling good. You could tell me whatever, but just so I know. And even during the week, I got messages about what are you wearing? What are you going to wear to the party? I'm trying to pick out my outfit. So there you've committed to the week before, a few days before, and then still don't show up. I feel that that is not good party etiquette. Is that a fair statement, Kimberly?
That is very true. Yes.
Is that a fair statement?
Especially if they've
Erica?
Gotten to the fashion stage.
They got to the fashion stage. Like, what are you going to wear? Yeah. I know you said cocktail chic. I don't fucking know what that means. It just meant don't show up in sweats. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. But, you know, like you got that far. You got that far to say, what are you wearing? Send me a picture. You can't stay long. That's fine. It's not that. It's just, I felt like very disappointed about the people that kind of said they were going to come and committed to saying that. And it's for two reasons. One is it kind of hurts my feelings, but also there's a lot of vendors here. There's taco people and there's bartenders. And then we had the DJ's fine because he would have been. But I could have, you know, you can adjust. These parties are not cheap. And I wanted to do it and it's fine and it's done. And we had a great time. I have a million memories, 10,000 wardrobe changes, 40,000 buckets of water fell on me. I looked like I was sweating the whole time, but 99% of that was not sweat. Only just a little bit when I was really cutting a rug. Right? Yep. Right, Kim? Kim?
Yes.
So anyways, Kim, how do you feel about party etiquette? Because I know we think very similarly on a lot of things that sometimes I wish we didn't. Hold the microphone closer to you.
Party etiquette. First off, if you're invited, you should say something. Can't make it. Thanks so much for inviting me. Blah, 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 blah. But then if you have said, yeah, I'm probably... Not even said, but like you said, I've gotten to the outfit part of it, and I'm thinking about it. If you can't come, be respectful, because not only is it just it's just flat out rude, but it also it hurts your feelings. Like bottom line, how I look at it as I'm not important enough for even a text. And yeah, I might give you shit for it, but you know what? I am going to give you...
No.
Well, you too. I mean, anybody's going to give shit to anybody. I learned it from you. But anyways, but what I'm saying is it's just rude. It's just rude. It makes you feel like you're unimportant. I'm not even worth the text message. And it could be for any reason whatsoever. And I get people are like embarrassed or feel bad, but get over it. I can't make it. I'm sorry. Maybe and if you can't make it, maybe I could take you to lunch. Maybe we can, you know, just give something back so it's not just so I said I was going to be there. I didn't show up. I didn't text. I just totally ghosted you. And thanks for inviting me.
And it's weird. I only noticed this because I've had a, now this is a party. Before it's like, you know, 10 or 12 girls and we're going, you know, something happens, whatever. But this is like, you know, there's moving parts to this. And it was a lot of moving parts. Besides the fact that it was raining, we had to find a place for all these people so they wouldn't drown. Right, Lisa? Yeah, yeah. Right, Lisa? Correct, Jennifer. So, and then my other question for party etiquette, I mean, I have a million, but this is the other one. Do you think it's weird?
Yes.
Or rudish? Because I don't want to say rude, but do you think it's weird to leave a party and not say goodbye?
Yes. Unless the host is hammered and doesn't know one way or the other, but you weren't.
I wasn't hammered at
all.
I
know. That's what I'm saying.
And David is here. So if they couldn't find me.
Isn't that like an Irish goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Where you just bounce out?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a thing.
But it's an Irish exit.
If it's like at a dinner, okay, whatever, like a club.
In your opinion.
Yeah, if it's a club
in
or
my
like a
opinion,
bar.
Sherry Kale.
Yeah.
But like it's your party for your 50th. It's not like, oh, I'm just throwing a pool party just because, and you leave. I don't know. I think it's rude. You came, you ate, I spent all this money. Thanks for driving in the downpour tsunami, but it would be cool if you just said, thanks, I'm bouncing.
Yeah, I gotta go. Or just like a wave, or even told David. Like some people just left. I didn't even know they left, which is, again, I always say
maybe
it's
they
fine.
Got taken away by the storm.
They could have.
There was a lot of water.
I mean, we can't judge everyone.
There was a lot of water.
We don't know yet.
Tsunami. Yeah.
We don't know because they didn't say anything. We don't know because they didn't
How
give us
How many people fit in this category? Like, how many did you invite and how many?
How many do you think did not say goodbye?
I would probably say
seven.
Eight to 10, maybe. Probably about eight people. And again, it's not it's just bye, thanks for having us. We got to go. Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh my God, I really wanted to stay. It was so fun. I can't believe how amazing it was. But they just vanished. And a couple people, I just was like, oh, have you seen them? Like, I didn't know if they did float away. I have no idea. So I thought that was kind of weird. The people during the week, there's probably about eight people. I had a lot of last minute or cancellations on Wednesday and Thursday. And a lot, it was like 8 or 10 people, which again, people are so fucking weird about the weather. Now, this was crazy weather. I get it. And I do not like to drive in the rain. So I'll be the first to say it. But for something that if you really, you know, there's circumstances and I'm not talking shit, but I am just kind of saying the etiquette aspect of it. I didn't know that because I'm always on the end of going to someone's and being like, of course I'll be there. I will probably be late. Is that a true statement?
You will.
Yes. Be late. Very true. Understood.
I was late yesterday.
You wanted to be late to your own party. You know you're going to be late.
I was late, but really conscious about it. And then you guys were even later. But I was like, I have to go. We cannot be late. Like
I wasn't late.
You were late. Yeah.
You live here.
It's your house. So.
And we were in this like precarious situation too in the morning yesterday because we want to set everything up and not leave all this shit for Lisa. But at the same time, it is torrential pouring. And we're like, we're not going to hang little streamers or, you know, this thing. Because we were like trying to figure out everything. So we're like, Lisa, here's 117 things to do.
And peace out.
Bye.
Thank God for Leslie.
It's so amazing. And the decorations, everything that I thought wasn't going to happen. Like none of the balloons I thought was going to happen. She's so good. I gave her a kiss, not a Frenchie, but I did. I was like,
thank you.
I was like, thank you so much. This means so much to me. She's like, you like it? I'm like it. I didn't even think the balloons were coming out. I bought all these Amazon balloons. Stupid Amazon balloons. Whatever.
Maybe it was way more impactful because of the, you know, the effort you put into it.
I did put effort into it.
Well, and not just you, everyone.
Yeah, but oh, I mean,
emotional investment.
Yeah, and I was hesitant about having a party for myself, but I thought, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to have a party for myself. Mm-hmm. I've never had one. I will never have one again like this. I will have people come over. Hey, we're doing a barbecue. Like, that's one thing. But to be, like, committed to the word 50th birthday or something, I personally will not. I will never say never because maybe if I make it to 100... I'm going to save these balloons.
We're going to re-fucking purpose
them.
We are
rolling up with our wheelchairs.
Don't worry
not mayor walkers.
With two short playing in the back. Blow the whistle.
Our bedazzled walkers.
We have tennis balls on the walkers. We're like, everything's fine.
And they're all like bedazzled.
We got our cup
cup holders for our cocktails.
it's like half insure. And the other half. Oh my God. Can we talk about last night?
Insure and vodka.
Our pre-party last night was not pre-shots. It was pre-Pedialyte.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were finishing getting ready, Jen walks in with this bottle of Pedialyte, and she's like, finish this. And I'm like, wow, things have changed.
Not like, finish this!
Like, not like the bottle
strawberry with a teddy bear on the
not wow. Finish the bottle of 151. It was friggin' Pedialyte.
Well, the caveat to that is Veronica was so amazing yesterday morning. She went and got Charlotte medicine because Charlotte woke up with this raging fever, and she comes back because normal children would take Pedialyte.
Right.
So she's like, I bought this Pedialyte for Charlotte to feel better and be able to come to the party. And I'm like, she's never going to drink that. So then I'm like, we're getting ready to leave. I'm like, but we will. Stay hydrated, right?
Stay hydrated. Electrolytes.
So, okay. So tell me what was, each of you can tell me, and you'll start with Tansy. We'll start with Tansy. What was your funnest part of last night? Or what was a funny story that happened? Or whatever you want to say about last night.
I enjoyed the fact that we all were dancing. Like, I haven't danced in a long time. And I know I attempted that last time that you guys went, but other things happened. But, like, the dancing, like, it felt like we were young again, like, just for a minute, you know? No one cared. Yeah. I mean, I spilled wine on my shirt, on my dress. I didn't care. Like,
you didn't care. No one cared.
Yeah. Me and Veronica, we got
no
barefoot.
Shoes.
Like, we just took
they
our,
were wet.
You know, we're in the puddle. Yeah, who cares? Like, it was just nice. Like, that was the really cool part.
It was. We did feel young. I didn't feel like we were at the club going,
no.
God, we're the oldest people here with our cable knit sweaters. God, I'm bloated. God, I'm hungry. God, my period. Like, you need to leave this club. You're done. This is the old people's club.
Yeah, but the funny part, and I told you this earlier this morning, but I'm going to say it on the podcast because it's hilarious.
Say it.
Is when you had your drunk strut for a minute. Yeah. That's the infamous. Those who went to your housewarming party would know what the strut I'm talking about. And she has this like long strut, like just
and
everywhere.
You
and you just so boom, boom, boom. That's when you knew you were feeling it for a while. And her and I were joking. I'm like, oh no, the strut's coming.
I'm surprised it didn't follow with a thud in the water.
But no, you did well.
I did good. Yeah,
you did do good.
I did not get shitty. I were here at 10 in the morning. I mean, we were here. Here at 10:09, but whatever. Tomato, tomato. I did not fall.
No.
I did not. I mean, my hair did not make it. The curls didn't last from the hotel to here.
Yeah.
Totally doesn't matter. Okay, Veronica, you're up. What was your funnest or funniest, or what was something that you enjoyed about the party? Not to say like about me, just about the party, like Tansy.
Overall, the party. Yeah. So I'm going to concur with Tansy. You know me. I am a dancer.
You're a dancer.
I'm a music. It doesn't matter where I'm at.
Yeah, you are.
We
would go to the clubs and I would always be nervous to dance. And Veronica was like,
let's go.
And then all of a sudden one day I'm like, why am I nervous? I love dance. I mean, I would dance around the house, but just like at a place because I felt like, oh, everyone's watching you. No one's watching you. They don't care. Maybe me judging people on the other side, but
I'm watching people.
So I love dancing and I love music. So you.
And the tracks were
I did good.
Fire.
The DJ was great.
Music. Yeah, they're bringing back a lot of memories.
And if you guys ever need, and if you guys ever need a DJ, his I don't know his real name, but it's DJ Beats. No, I know it's Justin. DJ Beats. But DJ Beats was so flexible because I wasn't sure. Like how, because I'm a control freak, so I'm not, but music is very important, and I wanted to go by songs that reminded me of our being in my car, songs with Kim, songs with everybody, and I mean, Erica, my Ford Escort Pony, you know, Kim, my Ford Escort Pony with the cassette singles, and like just listening to whatever 1,000 times and all of the things, so... It was very important and I was sick. So I actually spent the time going through like artists and moments. Thankfully, I still remember. It took me like 2.5 hours. But then I said, hey, Justin, I don't know if you're offended that I send you 9,000 hours of music, but you do whatever you want with that. I just want to know that we can
hear
those.
You're like, but just play them in order.
But play them in order.
But do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. It's free reign, except if you miss one. I'm going to say. He did it so great.
Amazing.
And then,
yeah, he did.
Then the photographer was there, and that was really fun because their girlfriends were there, so they were dancing with us too. And it was just like super.
They were so cute.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealreal.com.
They were so much fun. And they were so impressed that we knew the words.
We're to a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we knew the words.
Yeah. I mean, not so much you, because you still listen to the Little House on the Prairie soundtrack.
It's true. I got like, you know when you think you're cool and you get like two words in, you're like, yeah, yeah.
Bitch.
Drop it low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you really accentuate this too.
Okay, so when the Snoop Dogg Drop It Like It's Hot came on, don't know the words, but I thought I did. And so I'm dancing with Tracy and I'm like, I'm a good guy. She's like, that's not in the song. I'm a gangsta, and I'm like, I'm a good guy.
That was a radio edited version.
It was my Kids Bop version.
Tracy was so annoyed because she
knows like, everything.
She could literally be on stage and like hold a concert. She was like, I don't know the words. Oh, yeah. She was like, and then she would turn around and flip her hair and be like, Kotex. I was like, oh my God.
You thought it was like Pyrex.
We were talking about Pyrex cookware.
Wow. I thought it was when we were baking brownies for the next party we're going to.
That
is funny. But they did, the DJ, the music was really good, and he spun it his own way, and he added some, and it was really fun. And the music part is really great. So Kim, you're up. Did you have fun? Was there a moment that you had fun besides all of them?
My most favorite moment, honestly, was when you came out on your third outfit change. Okay. And we all were like, woo, woo, do, 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 do. And you came out and it was like a line of us. And I don't know how that happened, but we were all just kind of like in a line. And you came out and you were like, dance. And you could feel like, or I could see it, like you were so in your element and you were doing your cool signature. Yeah, and you're like your signature. I mean, they're not like, it's definitely
signature
not
moves.
Soul Train moves, but it's close.
They're not patented moves.
She
yet.
Definitely has her signature moves, but she had this big fluffy. What do you call that? Like tulle black dress that sucked up all the water. That's why there was no flooding anymore.
She loved it. She was
playing the floor.
But you came out and everybody was like, woo! And you were just dancing. Yeah. And then you came up here and David did his speech. I have no idea what he said. Mm. And then we sang to you. And I don't know, I felt like in that moment, you finally got to like enjoy yourself. And you, I don't know.
I think you're right.
And I felt like all this love to you. And I honestly, cause you, believe it or not, she's actually very, very shy. But like in that moment when you came out and you were twirling and doing your cool moves, I just felt like you accepted it and you weren't being weird about like everybody loving on you and stuff. And that was my favorite moment to watch you just like, feel it. Oh, I never make you cry.
Be genuine. And she was shining.
Yes.
It was a good moment.
Wasn't just for a moment. I mean, you kept going. And it really brought a lot of life to the room. Honey, you are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that was my you said no sad and crying, and you're the only one crying.
I just get like overwhelmed in certain moments. It's just so nice. I think you're right though. I came out in the outfit that I actually was the most excited about because I thought it was like the fun party. Yeah. Like everything was nice and cute. And I came out and it's like it's raining, people have left, people are here, and we're listening to good music, and I came out, and I didn't have to think about, say hi to everybody and greet everybody, and I guess I just,
It was like the seas parted, and then she just made her way in.
Like, she just came out to this like sea of people like yelling, woo, and you were just dancing.
And we sang happy birthday to her.
Yeah, all of that. Like, it was just the whole thing. That whole, let's say 20, 30 minutes was just really, for me, special because I know how you are and I got to watch you just accept it and not be all weird about ooh, and you just loved it and I loved watching you love it and feel it.
Thank you, thank you. That was actually really nice, Kim.
That was very
nice. You're the nicest person, but I've never made I don't think you've ever made me cry.
I never made you cry. Like, because I'm so sweet, I only make you cry because you're so fucking pissed at me.
Usually I'm beating my head and shaking myself in the car. Like, why am I a friend of this one? No, I'm kidding. Okay, Miss Erica.
Okay, well, I don't know how I...
Hard to follow.
I know, I was going to say, I don't know how I'm going to top that. I was totally going to say that.
I was totally going to say
But she went first.
I was totally gonna say that.
That was gonna be my story.
Did you take my cue card?
No, some of the, I mean, I definitely liked the picture reel. That was fun seeing everybody in your moments of stuff.
Seriously,
right?
Yeah, all those moments.
Of all the ones that I don't remember.
And you don't how remember I even anything. Got in those
pictures, but
I have to tell you that you went to school with me.
Yes,
like, you remember we went to the same school.
Oh, pretty much asking everybody where were we at when we did that? Were we in a photo booth, Tansy? I don't remember when my head was just kind of in there for a second. I don't know where we were.
She goes, where were we there? Like, where was that?
Like, seriously? Look, I look like I was having fun.
Yeah, you're like great. Smiling. I have no clue why. I don't even know where I was.
Yeah, no, that was fun. The music was great. The tacos were bomb.
Yeah,
they were great. That food was bomb.
Great food.
That's Lisa's taco person. Yeah. Oh, 8 years in running.
Oh, wow.
I love Marcello.
Yeah, he's
great.
That was amazing. Just everything, just seeing how much like love was in the room, how many people were there for you, made this happen for you. It was just great to see. And it's just seeing everybody that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also seeing everybody dressed up was super fun.
I was done. I got home. I'm like, I feel like I need some cocaine or something like this. I felt like I was like in that era.
You're like,
I need some blow. I like ride the white pony. I've never done that before, but I've heard that.
We're making some rails.
I'm expecting you to say that. No, like, I didn't. It's like it was like a onesie, and then I didn't realize that like if I was trying to put like a cup up there, but then it was like going up my clothes
because I was trying to reach so high.
Wait, so why did that make you remember or think of cocaine?
Oh, because I felt like it was like disco. Because
it was like a jumpsuit.
I think it was just there.
She doesn't sleep. She's a narcoleptic.
But yes, I was one of those people that was like, oh my God, what am I going to wear? I don't know what cocktail chic is. I was talking to Rob and Melissa, like, what are you wearing? Well,
even though Robert said we're friends, he said, I can't call him Rob yet.
Oh,
you can. You're his friend. But he's like, what should I wear for cocktail chic? And I'm like, not your Dodger t-shirt and shorts. And he's like, and I can't wear a hat? I'm like,
there were rules. I don't do well with rules.
Yeah, that was the story. The end. The end of that story.
It's hard to go after everyone because everyone's hitting upon all the greatest moments. But I think, oh my gosh. I mean, for me personally, there was a time where Veronica and Tansy and Kimberly and I, we were dancing right here and just doing our little dance circle, and it like brought me back to, you know, just like
days.
Younger days type of thing, you know. Yeah. But Jennifer, you planned this party from like start to finish. For not ever doing a party, everything was perfect, and that brought me so much joy for you. Because I know that you were nervous, and to see how happy you were all night, like,
I was.
And your little like tippity tap, thing, and I would meet her inside, and she's like, "Should I do my wardrobe change?" I'm like, "Do it," and she'd put it on, and just the way like you'd open the bathroom door, and like the glow on your face,
I know, I was
just
so excited.
I just love seeing all that confidence and happiness, and like you embracing everyone embracing you, and that makes me so happy for you.
cried too.
Oh, geez.
No, but it just, you're so loved in so many ways. And it was just like, it just, at least you had one night for everyone just to pour that love. Cause you're always giving the love. You're always making everybody laugh. And, you know, but like that we could pour the love onto you. And that made me really, really
happy.
There's
going to be more boogers, I'm telling you.
We'll get them out, honey. We'll get them out. But, everything from start to finish was perfect. Like even the chaos as we were getting ready, yes. And Veronica and we're just getting like poured on, and we're
my
setting
glasses.
Up this like.
Her glasses needed those windshield wipers.
Yes, that was one of my favorite moments. All the little speckles, and she's like, "How are we gonna put this thing on?" We got this. The biggest pop up ever out there.
Oh my god!
And little Veronica, just like she's
my glasses
like, on her tiptoes, make it happen. But yeah, so but just there's so many great moments that just made the whole thing good.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
It was really fun.
And I'm everything like that stuff were all worked out. Like no vendor flaked or Carson. I started to say Carter, sorry. And then I got twisted. He did such
show.
A good job
yes,
with the slideshow.
Yes.
I mean, I gave him like the biggest hug and I couldn't believe it. Cause of course literally the day before, and I gave him over 200 pictures. And I also, if you noticed on some of them, there was four pictures on the slide because I'm like, this poor kid's going to be like, abort, abort. But if I put four, it doesn't look as many. He did such a good job.
Such a great job.
And it just brought me so much happiness. And that was last minute, and he didn't have to do it. And he did, and I appreciate that. And again, pictures are so important too. As you guys know, we love pictures. I still love the tangibility of pictures. So it was really cool to go through them from my photo, like my photo boxes, and like hold them and go, oh my God, like I didn't even remember, you know, moments. And I'm like, God, I forgot we did, you know, whatever. But it was holding them. Cause when you're on your phone, you just don't appreciate it as much. So
there's something so different than holding, like I miss those days. Like putting in your film at Costco, yes. You know, and like getting,
oh my God, getting it back and just like,
Or
remember when you're like, you'd take the pictures like this and you're like, I pray this is a good one. It was with Tommy LaForge. It better come out. It better come out. And then it would be like a blurry and I'm like, it's fine. You can still make out. It was Tommy LaForge in fifth grade. And you're the 1 hour photo. I'm spending more to get it developed in an hour than the fucking thing was worth. And I'd be like, but did anything happen with Tommy LaForge? I don't know. Did we want anything to happen with Tommy LaForge?
No.
Circa 20,
but I'm
25.
Just talking about the film and like the making the hour photo. I would pay for the hour photo.
Oh yeah.
I would pay for the hour photo.
Oh yeah. then you would have to get like doubles, and then you knew they were gonna be really good, like just get triples.
Just get the triples.
Just get the triples.
Listen, we work at the candy station. Wait, we work at the candy station. The bar is so high.
We have so much money. Dude, triples.
I make $4.25, but Erica makes $4.50. It's totally fine, guys.
How you knew how much I made?
I don't know either, but whatever, I knew. Okay, so
Kimberly's.
Speaking of photos, though, I remember one time. Do you remember when I stayed at your house that one time?
I knew you were going to bring this up at some point.
I came out in the morning, and Jennifer was surrounded by piles of photos. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of photos. And I come out.
It was my first like 3-4 months with Charlotte, right?
Yeah. And I come out and
Where
I'm looking
everything
at her like
she did,
she's crazy.
I did 27 shots, yes. But I printed all
she
of
printed
them.
Printed all the. I think it doubled.
So and she, but you gave me a come to Jesus.
I came out and I look at her like, what is happening? Probably like you look at some of your clients.
Yeah.
And she looks at me like, help. Help me. I don't know what to do.
I literally looked at her and she goes, why? And she literally looked at me like I was new, which I was a new to life too. But she's like, Charlotte's wearing the same pajamas in 48 of these pictures. It was the same moment. You can only maybe print two.
It's like Charlotte would like turn her head. Jennifer would be like, oh, got to take a picture of her.
Like she made a sniffle.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
She sniffled her nose. Her nose showing up, and there's like 10 pictures of that. And then like she like burped or something. I'm like, oh, it's such a cute burp. But it was every day because I was home with her all day. And then yeah. Kimberly, and I was like, all right, Kimberly. You have a fucking point. But I was late and I tried, I was like, sort it. Because she's like, do you need help? And I'm like, will you help me sort my pictures? And she looks and she's like, I don't
in
even
the trash.
I'm going to throw these motherfuckers away is what I'm going to do.
But to go back to the party. So everybody's already kind of said all the things for sure. I mean, I think that the biggest thing was, again, seeing how much love was surrounding you, and not only from all of your friends, but it was like everybody who was there, even all of the, you know, like the cute charcuterie, the dream big charcuterie, like they're your friends too. Like everybody who was here was like fully here for you. And everybody who was here was fully engaged. I mean, we were all on the dance floor for hours and hours and hours.
I think I even saw
hours.
Robert dance a little bit too.
I think everybody was like, and the environment was like, thank you for putting this together, and like everything you did, it was perfect. And the environment was so good. Nobody could really just be like in the corner. Like you had to like,
baby wasn't in the corner.
And it was so good to see. And I agree. Like seeing you do the outfit changes. I loved that.
And that was good for you. I knew you'd appreciate
that.
It was
good. It was like a progressive, like just got better and better. And yeah, seeing you in the last one, I think it was where we could all tell you were just like not thinking about like the people who had left, or not thinking about the people who didn't show up, or not thinking about the people who didn't RSVP, and not thinking about the rain, not thinking about, you know, any of that stuff. And you really were just like fully in the moment, just like glowing. Like it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Oh man, you guys are killing me. I mean, I love it. I just don't know how to handle nice things, I guess.
Can I say something really quick?
Cool, yeah. Thanks.
Cool, thanks.
Got the mic.
I didn't know what to expect because I'd heard so many random things from you. And so I don't know what I was expecting, but not what I walked into. And I was so impressed. I was so impressed with the bar and Jen's 50th birthday cocktails. And then the, you know, seconds, months, days of like what it is when you're 50 and the things that happened the year you were born. Like there was all these cool little
details.
Even. Yeah. Oh my God, the charcuterie little push cart thingy, that was freaking adorable. And mm-hmm. They had her name. They had crackers with her name on it and like 50. I mean, it was.
Did you see the bartender had that too? She would put little, like there was these edible papers. She put in all the cocktails that said
I didn't
Jennifer's
know that
50th.
Until she showed me.
I didn't see it at all.
Yeah, it was dark. But yeah, oh. She was putting in everybody's cocktail.
I didn't see that, but I mean,
so drank
mine. Everything. There was like the tiniest like little details.
It goes down.
Tiniest little details of everything. Everything looked amazing. And props to the taco guys, because you seriously need to call them and make sure that they're not in the hospital today with pneumonia, because it wasn't just rain. It was effing downpour. And it wasn't just for like 10 minutes. It was all fucking
all night.
And just when you think like it couldn't rain harder, it would rain harder. And then it would start to get windy. And these poor taco guys are out under an easy up and it's dripping. And then these pools of water. And then it would like all... And you're like running.
How was that?
And you're dodging and weaving from the water. And everybody just made the best of it. Everybody was dripping, soaking. Everybody was running around in like a little tiny pool of water over. I mean, nobody gave a shit. It was fun. And anybody who did leave early or anybody that didn't come, they weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
It was just the people who loved you enough to do this. And that was a lot.
That is really great. It was, thank you. Yeah, that was, you're right. It was, it's just like, I never had a party. So I'm like, I just assumed my etiquette was everybody's etiquette.
No.
And then you
know,
it's so different.
No.
Not for anybody's party. Like
I don't want to say your feelings hurt, but
your feelings do like get a little hurt.
And then I was like, these people are here that made the choice
believe me, I did not want to have a party in a torrential rain. I did not want to have David have to rub my feet to warm my feet last night when we got back to the room, because I realized I had been standing in water for like 2 hours. And he's like, your calves are actually colder than your feet. Like, so you know what I mean? Like, no one wants that. But I love that you guys came. And this isn't why I wanted to just, you know, talk. I just wanted to thank you guys for being so special. And I do want to say something about Marianne, because she is in here. She made all those desserts herself.
Which were fantastic, by the way.
She asked if she could make me my birthday cake, and I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I would love it.
Which was amazing.
And it was amazing. But then she said, well, do you want me to do like a dessert table, or do you want me to do a couple other things? I'm like, yeah. And when I saw it, I imagined like some cookies, and you know, I knew her stuff is good because I've had her cakes before. And she's like, I just want you to know that I put all the love into all of these desserts.
Yeah,
and
you could tell.
I was like, there's
chocolate. So there was gold flakes on the chocolate
and layered strawberry ones. I think
so,
the strawberry.
I didn't even know what all that was. It took her 2 days to do all of it.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
2 days. And she did such an amazing job.
And her brownies. Have you guys had
one? I had one for breakfast.
The house, they're amazing.
I had one for breakfast.
She's like, I had them under the pillow.
Cheers to her brownies.
I was nibbling them while I was napping. And Marianne, poor thing, when she got here, she got hit by a torrential downpour off the tent and had to leave.
Because it went down one of the waterfalls.
One of the waterfalls.
Yeah, she's like, my underwear are very wet right now. She's holding her tacos. I'm eating my tacos. And I'm leaving.
She did come back.
Yeah.
In her cable knit sweater. Talking shit,
and she regretted it.
We're talking shit.
She regretted it.
And then halfway through all of our dance routines, she's like, I'm so fucking hot.
See, the water would have been hot. It was a natural cooler. So that,
It was really fun. And it was something that I'm glad I did, because I've never done it. Do I want to be 50 years old? I do not. Do I appreciate being older and wiser and having such a really amazing group of friends? If you notice in those pictures, I put this on social media. It's like most of you guys I've known for at least 20 to 25 years. And I mean, Kimberly right around there to almost 20 years. So I grew up with, you know, Kim, I grew up with Erica and Lisa. And the thing is those were our fun, funny pictures, bad hair, horrible outfits, purple, blue, Erica, purple, blue, big hair. We all had big hair, and we're now the women we are today. And we didn't know that in sixth grade at my birthday party, you know, at a pool party at my uncle's when we were in fifth and sixth grade. And it's so special. And that's what those are the details I pay attention to. And it was nice to see it. Carson did such a great job. I was such a fox. And then I also realized because I was going through those old pictures, I do not have a lot of pictures when I was a baby. I do not have a lot of pictures until I was about 8 years old, for many reasons, but I treasure the ones that I do have, but I realized how much Charlotte looks like me.
Oh my gosh.
And it blew me out of the water. And I told you guys this, but you know, for everyone who's listening and are my number one subscribers, Lisa, of course.
You know I am.
Lisa
I
is. She's I here. She's here. But other people are too, I'm sure.
Nope, I was the first.
She was the first.
David was the first.
David's not my number one subscriber. He's like number four.
But, I kicked him out of the ranks.
But the night that I sent him off to, I had put him.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Edit.
So when I that night in bed, I gave Charlotte her little snuggles, and I said, Mommy wants to show you some things. And I was showing her a few pictures. I showed her like 10. And in a couple of them, she's like, Mommy, I don't remember that. I'm like, well, you wouldn't, honey, because there's a brown floral couch in the background, and that's me. She's like, that's me. And I was like, no, it's not.
She even thought so, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so in two of the pictures, she thought it was her for sure. The rest of them, she kind of would ask, she's like, is that me or Mommy? And I said, that's me. And then there's one where I'm wearing a onesie, a red like Christmas pajama, like fleecy, but I have it unzipped. Of course, apparently I was trying to show off. I had one arm out and it's just my diaper. And I'm like this, right? And
so nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And I had my arm out and I'm like laughing with the bangs, you know, the bangs and everything and all this. And we look so much alike. That picture, when I see it, I'm like, wow. She goes, oh, Mommy, when did I have those pajamas? And I said, well, there's brown carpet in the background. You did not have those pajamas. Those are Mommy's. And she goes, "Well, mommy and I have the same belly."
Diaper belly, and I was like, yeah. And I looked at her, and I said, "I'll show you more later, and then, you know, I'll show her some more." But yeah, it was just, that was actually really fun. Again, the tangibility of the pictures, not just the scrolling. Those are the things that mean so much. And I know, Erica, I give you shit, and Kim, you're kind of getting there too in some things, but you don't remember anything. Questionably, Kim,
me?
You don't remember a lot. She's terrible. We all know this. She doesn't even know she went to Village Christian. Like,
she's like, I think I graduated in 94. I think I was there.
Am I getting that bad?
You're getting questionably bad. Huh. Don't you think, Lisa?
Welcome to 50.
You know, yeah. Some days she's like, "We were where?" And I'm like, or she's like,
"Yeah, but I think that was alcohol. That's why I don't remember stuff."
I mean, you can blame out. Blame it on the alcohol.
I don't know. That's the beat.
I will say that I did love looking at those pictures because I was like, I had no idea I was such a belt person. And some of my outfits were like on target.
Were they?
Yeah.
You still have them.
Yeah. Still have the white jeans. We've all seen them.
I do have white jeans.
Wait. So, okay. So,
as a funny, because I'm funny, Lisa and I went
Fuck yourself. I don't know what's so funny about that.
Jamiroquai.
What?
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai.
Do
you remember
Jamiroquai? No.
Jamiroquai.
What is that?
So there was a picture. Hold on. That's exactly what you said. So one of the parties we're having, Kim walks in wearing all white, and she's wearing a Jamiroquai.
When you have the wool bucket hat that you showed up at my house.
But you're wearing white jeans and like a white shirt.
Yeah.
And then she's wearing this bucket hat that was wool. She walks in, she's like, "Oh, here, I have 400 things. Come on." And I'm like, "Hello, Jamiroquai. Kaku, whatever your name is." And then she's like, "I don't even know what that means." And then Lisa and I are dying because
we're doing the dance.
And she's like, "I don't even know what that means." He's a singer, and you had the hat, and it looked like him, and you had the thing. And you, anyway, so the picture
I'll
came
show
up.
You after the podcast, we'll show you.
Yeah, see, you're so confused. He's a singer, but if you didn't just listen to Little House on the Prairie rock and roll soundtracks,
rock and roll soundtrack of Little House on the Prairie?
Yes. Yeah.
Michael Landon, are you kidding me?
We're talking on the phone, and I hear something in the background with that. She's like, "Oh, Bob just saw a wolf."
No,
on
Mr. Edwards was getting mauled by a bear.
Bear. Mr. Edwards, I'm like, "Who's Mr. Edwards?" And she's like, "On Little House on the Prairie." I'm like, "You can't say that out loud, Little House on the Prairie." But she didn't laugh, but Lisa and I, it killed.
Because I know what you're talking about.
We're really funny.
And honestly, I don't know why you guys have to make fun of every fucking thing I wear, because we could seriously talk about some of the shit you pulled together.
About every time I put sunglasses on and you get mad at me because my hair does a thing?
Oh my God, honestly.
If I put them on, she's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Why is it twisty? What are you doing? Why are you doing that?" You do the same thing. So we're going to pause on maybe part two, right? Thank you for listening. You'll fix this. Thank you.
He's like,
how do you know when a new episode drops? You like, subscribe, and follow. Hello. I look forward to talking to you guys next time. Have a great day. Thank you.
We love you, Jen.
Love you. Love me, Jen.
Love you.
Cheers.
Love,
you. Love me, Jen.
Cheers. I love myself, Jen.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.